one Dover Nifla that I saw from Abruva Margolis, right here in Margolis Hayam, that I think is kedai to mention, and that is, so the Gemara said, my Bava, why is Bava called Bava? Rabbi Yochanan said, Belula b'mikra, Belula b'mishnah, Belula b'talmud. Freight Abruva Margolis, this Gemara is a Pella. It's a Pella. It's such a Pella, it's connected a pasuk in the Torah. The pasuk's in Parshas Noach, right after the Torah Flaga, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu mixed up all the languages. So it says in the Torah, Al kein koreshma bavel, ki sham bavel Hashem, svas kol haaretz, umisham efitzam Hashem, al pnei kol haaretz. So Freik, the Baal Margolius, Ayam Rabbi from Margolius, that I don't understand the Gemara, my bavel, ashtikol Torah, because since blula b'mikra, blula b'mishnah, blula b'talmud, it's a mefurish apasik. Al kein koreshma bavel, ki sham bavel Hashem. So he said that he saw in a sefer, that he wanted a taina, that it could be the Gemara's Kash is not why the land of Bavel was called Bavel. But the Gemara's question was why Talmud Bavli is referred to as Talmud Bavli. Meaning, you couldn't come up with a better name for the Talmud. Talmud Bavli, the Babylonian Talmud. It's very nice. It was composed in Bavel. But I would think we can come up with a little bit of a better name. There must have been a sponsor who was willing to pay top dollar for the naming rights to the Talmud Bavli. What's this known as? The Babylonian Talmud. So he said he saw in this Sefer that this Yid wanted a Taina. Maybe that was the Gemara's Kasha. Now, why is the land of Bavel called Bavel? But my Bavel, why is the Talmud called Talmud Bavli? Dozok the Gemara, say a glot. Because it's Belula b'mikra, it's Belula b'mishnah, or Belula b'talmud. Abazok the Abruf Margolis, Fali Nira, a different pshat. This is such goyness. Since it's Gemara, Mesechtes Shabbos, Daf Lamid Vav, Amid Aleph. It's also Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Aleph in different places. The Gemara says, Amrav Chizda, Hani Tlas Mili Ishtanu Shmayu Michi Chorav Beis HaMikdash. There are three things that after Churban Beis HaMikdash, their names changed. Chatzoy Tzarta Shaifara and Shaifara Chatzoy Tzarta. So what was once the Chatzoytzris became the Shaifer, and what was once the Shaifer became the Chatzoytzris. Number two, Arava Tzavtzofa, Tzavtzofa Arava. What was once the Arava of the Alminim thing became the Tzavtzofa, what was once the Tzavtzofa became the Arava. Right? These all have obvious implications in Halacha regarding the Kiyashayfer, regarding Arava. A third one, what was once the Pesoira became the Psarta, and what was once the Psarta became the Pesoira. Abaye said, I have another one that I could add on what Rav Chizda said. What was once the Huvlila became the Beikasi. What was once the Beikasi became the Huvlila. It's regarding Hilchas Treifas. Says the Gemara, I'm Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, this is the last Gemara in Perek B'Mem Adlikin Masechta Shabbos. Af Anu Noimar. I have one to add. What was once Bavel is today Bursif. And what was once Bursif is today Bavel. Said Rav Rufa Margolis, that means today's Bavel is not yesteryear's Bavel. In fact, today's Bavel is what was once upon a time known as Bursif. That means there was a town called Bursif, and this town's name changed. It went from being Bursif to Bavel. Stellt sich die Frage, my Bavel, and for the Gemara, because that's where the Talmud Bavli came from, and it's Blula b'Mikra, Blula b'Mishnah, Blula b'Talmud, and that's why that newfound city became known as Bavel. If the Bavel from the times of the Talmud was the same as the Bavel from Amal, then you can have asked this kasha. It's a pasuk in the Torah, Kein Koreshma Bavel, Kishon Bal Hashem, Svas Kol Haaretz. But Unzer Bavel was not that Bavel. Unzer Bavel was what was once upon a time Bursif. He said, if that's the case, then maybe the Gemara held that the reason for the Amalek Bavel is no shaykhis to this. This is the ancient Bursif. So how did Bursif, which sounds like it's in Russia somewhere, right? How did it become Bavel? Oh, the Teretz is. It must be this pshat. Because it's Blula B'Mikra, Blula B'Mishnah, Blula B'Talmud, Veruyin HaDvarim, Lamisha Amram.